Good morning and welcome to the microphone, Brett Mack.
It's a very dramatic and formal introduction, PT, but I'll take it. Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you, mate.
Downhill slide of the weekend already. Here it is Wednesday.
Is it Wednesday?
Yes.
Goodness gracious.
When you have Mondays off, as you're fully aware, because I'm not too sure. I'm trying to balance out the scales as to which of us has the most amount of Mondays off. And I'm leaning towards me, I'm afraid, because...
Well, I would have gone that way.
You know, there's a thing called the Red Hot Summer Tour, although they're now done and dusted for me.
But you've still got two shows left.
Two shows left, but they're standalone shows on a Saturday.
So, oh, okay, so you'll be back on Mondays.
So back on Mondays, yeah. And we go at it again in October.
Is that right?
Bit of a whisper around.
Oh, what are you hearing? What are you hearing?
Well, if you're a Suzy Quatro fan, there's late 2022,
really?
There's a possibility of a little bit of a Suzy Quatro tour.
Suzy Q.
Don't know whether that would include Ballarat, but anyway, we'll watch this space on that one.
The rumour mill is swirling.
And that's all it is at this particular point in time, just the rumour mill, Brett Mack. So
you're a man in high places. I think it's come out of your lips. It must be true.
Do you reckon?
Just a wild guess.
Okay. When I woke up this morning, Brett Mack, I got a text. Shut up, you lot! Jeez, does anyone think we weren't doing a radio show?
Noisy.
God, friggin'... Jeez, the kids next door, they run the world.
Soundproof doors, eh?
Unbelievable.
What
the soundproofing here. I woke up this morning, sorry to digress.
Stay focused.
I woke up this morning to a text message from Ken, who says here, hey, Paul, your favourite intersection, do you know why it's not finished? And that's Brett and I's favourite intersection on Gilly Street near the railway line. Mm-hmm. The lights are still not happening.
With our fancy new lights that haven't been turned on.
The boffins at PTV won't pay, and I'm just using Ken's vernacular here.
Yeah.
The boffins at PTV won't pay for the sinking of the railway crossing lights to the traffic lights.
How's he know this?
I don't know.
Where's he got his mail from?
Well, that's what I'd like to know.
Okay.
Ken, and I know you'll be listening, because you are an early bird. Let us know where you get this mail from. Mm. So we're just allegedly at the moment. So the boffins at PTV allegedly won't pay for the sinking of the railway crossing lights to the traffic lights, which is why they're not operational.
Mm.
But Ken, we need to know. We need some confirmation. We need cold hard facts.
Yeah, well, Regional Roads Victoria have told us numerous times that they're working on the sinking behind the scenes, and that's just not ready to go yet because it's complex.
Well, maybe that's why.
Mm.
Maybe that is why. Why should there be a cost involved?
I don't know.
Neither do I.